Main Shkoyach. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Maseches Tanis says that if I was around on the by the base of Migdash, I would have declared that Tisha B'Av should have been on the Tuesday, right? And especially, he says, on the 10th of Av, because that's when the majority of burning was taking place. The Gemara concludes and says, Aschalt at the Paranusa Adifa, that the beginning of the destruction is more intense and more relevant. The Kotzker has a unique way of explaining this machlokis, or at least Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. He says that Rabbi Yochanan is the same one of the opinion in Baba Kama, who holds Esho Mishum Chetzio, that we know that when a person sets a fire in their own backyard and it goes and destroys somewhere else, that which it destroys somewhere else is considered still your Misa. So if 2 hours later it goes and burns your neighbor's yard, what it does 2 hours later is as though you're standing there burning your neighbor's yard. Right? It's considered your Misha. Esha Mishum Chetzio. It's like an arrow. It's still your Misa. There's a famous Nemuke Yosef on this. Nemuke Yosef says, how can anybody ever light candles before Shabbos? Because when you light candles before Shabbos and it's burning on Shabbos, so what's burning on Shabbos is still your Misa. And it's as though, therefore, you're lighting on Shabbos. So the Nemuke Yosef, obviously the question was in academic, when no one's violated any Isser by lighting before Shabbos. But rather, he's trying to explain the nature of Esha Mishum Chetzio. He says what Esha Mishum Chetzio means, that when we say that what's happening later is still your Misa, it means everything was completed at the beginning. Everything already was there at the outset. Even the things that happened 3 hours later go back to that original Misa that happened before. And therefore, there's your responsibility. That's a famous pshat of the Nemuke Yosef in Esha Mishum Chetzio. So the Kotzker wants to say that this goes against Rabbi Yochanan's Shita in Tanis. Rabbi Yochanan thought to follow the end of the destruction, but he shouldn't follow the end. He should go after the beginning. He's the one who holds Esho Mishum Chetzio. So if the Nemuke Yosef's pshat is right, that really the bulk of the Misa was over there at the beginning. So the Kotzker's own answer is that he says it's different by an Esh Ha'osa Misa. There we're talking about a different story. We're talking about a Misa Nezikin by Esh. Nezikin is considered complete and finished by the beginning, and that was the context of the original Gemara and Bava Kama. Other answers were suggested in the name of the Socha Chavar. The Socha Chavar says that something that you could, for example, if I let a fire in my yard and goes into someone else's yard, and they could have stopped it. They saw it. They just watched. They said, I'm going to sue him because I ate Shem Yishum Chetzio, so I'll just wait. No, if you had a chance to stop the fire and you didn't, you become responsible. So the potential to be able to stop the fire, the ability to stop the fire, undermines the concept of Esho Mishum Chetzio. So that's what the Socha Chavar wanted to suggest here. That technically speaking, that which set the base of Migdash on fire, Chas V'Shalom, it could have been stopped. We didn't have the ability. Hashem did not allow us to do that, or we didn't have the strength and numbers or whatever it is. But hypothetically, it was something that could have, if everyone said, let's put an end to this, it could have been stopped. And therefore, because of that, it loses the ability to say, Esha Mishim Chetzim. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said, go by the end, while others say, go by the beginning. Rabbi Chanan ibn Akasha